I get a lot of referrals from my surgeons for DCIS, actually. I think the discussion as to whether patients should consider tamoxifen for diagnosis of DCIS, which is typically in the realm of surgeons and something that the surgeons can and will often discuss with their patients. But sometimes some of my colleagues also want the patients to hear the medical oncology side of it.
And I know, you know, talking to Pat Borgen and a number of people up there, and they've told me that in your area, at least, not too many people want tamoxifen. There's a lot of the patients have hesitancy. Is that your experience?
Right. I think the acceptance of tamoxifen for prevention in particular and also for DCIS is quite low. But I think a lot of it has to do with how the information is presented to patients. By the time they come to me, it's really a very select group of patients that are often very interested in the possibility and want to hear a little bit more of a further discussion of the risks and benefits and whether tamoxifen is right for them. So I'd say more of the patients that I see are interested in taking it, but I'm sure that's a selection for people who actually come to a medical oncologist with the diagnosis of DCIS.
That's interesting. Can you talk a little bit about how you present to the patients the risks and benefits of tamoxifen in this situation and how that varies in your own mind based on the type of DCIS or amount of DCIS?
Right. Well, I always go into the room with B24, the NSABP study, because I think that there's a number of tables in that paper that are really very informative for these patients. I think it clearly lays out what the risk of an event is at 5 years, the cumulative incidence of a breast cancer event. And I clearly tell these women, tamoxifen in this setting doesn't improve survival. It will only help to reduce the risk of a breast cancer event, an ipsilateral event, and a contralateral event. And I break it down that 2/3 of the events that the women experienced were in the ipsilateral breast. So for women who've had a mastectomy after DCIS, there's really even less of a push because their only benefit is prevention, essentially, or reduction in the contralateral breast. So we really look at the tables and look at the number of events and the cumulative incidence of an event at 5 years. And you can see that for women who took placebo in B24, the incidence at 5 years was about 13%, and it was reduced to about 7 or 8% with the use of tamoxifen. And the hazard ratio is 0.63, or a 37% reduction in the risk of an event. But I think what's interesting to see when I talk to these women is how they respond to the number of events and the 5-year incidence, and what does it mean to go from 13% to 8%. For some women, that's a very meaningful benefit, and they're willing to accept the potential side effects of blood clots, the low risk of uterine cancer, and hot flashes for that benefit. And other women say to me, oh, this is easy. This isn't worth it for me. So I find the decision to take tamoxifen for DCIS is a very personal one, and that each woman weighs the risks and benefits very differently. You know, and often I say you have to decide, are you more afraid of the event or the cancer, or are you more afraid of the side effects? And so I don't really push women to take tamoxifen. And I would say for the folks that come to me, probably 3/4 of women accept it. But again, I think I'm seeing a select population that have already discussed it with their surgeon and are seeking more information.